Few players in recent times have made the transition from on-field to off-field as well as this bloke. He's still going. He's still a big feature on Channel 9. He does sort of not so much the footy stuff now. He stepped away from the footy show and then the Sunday footy show, and he's more of your lifestyle ambassador, I would like to call him.
Yeah, I've seen him doing a couple of ads on telly as well, running across through that paddock there.
That's right.
There's nothing he can't do.
He coached Ardmona to their first win in about 40 years. He's a team ambassador for the Racing League's Vic Hustlers. His name's Shane Wayne Crawford. Hello, little Shane. Where have you been?
G'day, Gary and Tim. Lovely to speak to you.
Yeah, what have you been doing?
Oh, mate. Well, I've been cheering on the D's for you, which was awesome, which was good to see. Congratulations.
So I got your message. Thank you. That was lovely.
Yeah, with the middle finger stuck up, take that, you said, which wasn't very nice.
I'm
like, oh, that's a bit arrogant, Gary. Don't get ahead of yourself.
Can do those jokes because people think you're actually serious?
Hey, I got one of those too, Corey.
Are you, where are you, up on the northern New South Wales beaches or what? Where are you?
No, I'm in Melbourne. I'm actually preparing to go for a bit of a walk for postcards today, actually.
Oh, where are you walking? Along the Brighton Beach for? And do you drop into a little bed and breakfast?
No, we're going Kew Way, you know, along the Yarra there. We're going to go and feature, you know, beautiful little walking tracks, you know, to get out and about, get some fresh air into the lungs.
You're also the Racing League ambassador, the world's first horse racing league. You've got your own team. It's micro-ownership. You own your own share of 6 horses for $200 and $20 a month. Tell me what that's about.
Yeah, well, it's expensive to own horses, you know, buy shares, and these horses aren't cheap. But this is the best way to do it, I'm telling you. $200, obviously Spring Carnival coming around. These are 6 premium horses. One ran on the weekend. Matt Kamani had one, and it raced in the Hamilton Cup and won the Hamilton Cup, Yulong Captain. So that was pretty good. Peter Moody, you got Mick Price, Kieran Maher. These are all beautifully bred horses. They're ready to race. Like, some of them are going to race over Spring Carnival. I know Yulong Captain's going to race on Cup Day. I think it's in the Lexus Stakes. So $200, you get all the trainer info. Like, normally we get info from the Aussie trainers, and they're like, yeah, it should go well, this is going to happen. But Matt Kamani, his email and his video message went for 5 minutes detailing exactly where the horse is going to position. This is
we're
what's going to happen.
A bit long.
And then, yeah, unbelievable. So, no, it's good. Like, if you want to sort of do it and feel like you own the whole horse, this is the way to do it. Nice and cheap, but a lot of fun.
Will you be testing the horse's tickers? Gary was telling me a story yesterday about some equipment that he invented many years ago.
No, I didn't.
You didn't invent it.
Someone told me about how you could measure a horse's heart and before you go and spend a lot of money at the sales, because you don't want to buy a horse for $1 million and then come away and work.
Find it's got a dicky heart.
It's got no heart.
I'll tell you what, Tim Watson would have gone for a maximum price. That was the case. Heart of Farlap. Massive.
Hardly fits in the rib cage, Croof.
No, you can do all those testing. Like, they do a lot of that testing and, you know, whether or not there's going to be a sprinter or a staying type, and they do all sorts. But the thing is, the thing you can't work out is whether or not the horse wants to try all the time. Mm. So it's a very rare mix where you get a horse that's got good lung capacity but wants to get out there and try all the time. So it's and then you got to have a proper trainer.
It's a bit like footy clubs, isn't it? You got to work out whether your players are going to try every time. How is your old footy club tracking at the moment, do you think?
Well, they've been in the news a fair bit, but I just think, I think the media are getting out of control.
You are the media.
You're part of it.
No, I know. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We're all out of control. We're all despots, really, when you think about it.
What have they done this time?
No, not much. But when you look at it, like, ever since Clarko took over, at the end of the year, he'd virtually sit everyone down and say, everyone's on the trade table.
Yeah.
If there's a deal we can do that's best for this football club, because that's the number one priority, we have to do it. And that would be no different with what's happening with Hawthorn right now. And they would go back to those players each day. If they come up in conversation, they'd ring them and say, listen, your name's come up. We're not doing anything, but we're just telling you, your name's come up. So at the moment, it seems like Hawthorn's turned against their senior-type players, which is not the best thing. They're just looking after what's best for the football club moving forward, if there's something there.
Yeah, no, I understand where you're coming from. And I can understand that. We've been trying to talk about, you know, the way that loyalty goes these days, but it's a little different when they say, look, we don't want to push you out, but we are prepared to pay half your salary to see you go. That becomes a bit of an issue.
Well, they should just be grateful they've got a job. So, you got to look at it from that point of view.
Now, Crawford, I've been reading about you. Are you moved up to Byron Bay? Are you swinging from the trees up there or something? What's going on there?
No. Byron Bay's not my go, but no, my family's up the top of New South Wales. They've been up there for a year, and I've been coming and going, but last time I came back, I haven't been able to go back up. So
right.
I'm sort of stuck here. But that's good because at least I can get on top of most of the work. But yep. I'll get back up there soon and get in amongst it. But, there's beautiful beaches and so forth, but I don't like the sharks.
No,
I don't
of course
do
not.
The sharks very well, no.
You can go back to New Zealand. What do you mean you can't go back?
Well, up until recently, without being locked down and then coming back for work here, you've got to go into lockdown.
Yep.
It's all that stuff. And do you know what? You'll laugh at this, Gary. I went to get my first jab, and as it turned out, I had to go into lockdown for 14 days because the doctor actually had the virus.
Oh, no.
It's a true story, 100%.
Now, 100%. I've run out of things to watch, so I've been watching some of Footy Show's great moments. You've featured in many of those, Crawf. And the old man, Crawf. Now, I've spoken to Gary about this. He said it was his idea. I've heard others say that it was your idea and you are the brains behind it. What is the true story behind all this?
Look, the end of when the Footy Show was firing, Gary Lyon was steering the ship pretty much like he did it at the Mighty Demons back in his day. So we would just sort of do what Gary wanted to do. And then, it's funny, I'd walk over to Gary and go, Gary, listen, I'm just going to go a little crazy in the next bit of the show, if that's okay. And he'd just sort of look at me and start giggling, oh, yeah, go on, yeah. You know. So it just depended what type of mood he was in. And then you'd sort of play it from there. But no, Gary was driving it all from a content point of view, from a creative point of view. And, and obviously in front of the camera as well.
The old man Crawford was the funniest thing I've ever done, Tim.
No, it was the funniest thing I've ever watched.
And it still stacks up today. It was, if you haven't seen it, Shane got into makeup as a 90-year-old man who was living in the back of a bungalow of a lady who looked after her dad, who was, depending on which players it was a mad Western Bulldog supporter. And Jake Stringer and Mitch Wallace came in. Jake Stringer was in on the joke and Mitch Wallace wasn't. And then the hilarity ensued after that. So that was good fun. Did you sell your house? That's what a lot of people are saying. Is Shane sold his house? I saw it in the newspaper. It was a beautiful big house there in the leafy or in the beachside suburbs.
Well, you should remember it because you advised me when I first bought it. So it's nice that you can sort of reflect on things. But, yes, no, it's moved on now. It's a great house. You always said to me, try and get a big backyard, you know, so the kids can run around. But it's not needed anymore. We need to move on into a different direction. So, beautiful house. And I'm sure it's gone to a nice family.
And when does the doco...
A rich family, yeah.
Oh, settle down, Gary. Don't get carried away.
A well-heeled family. Did you make a doco or did that not end up getting made because of COVID with your footy team up there?
No. I've got lots of content there from filming throughout the year with Ardmona, which was, yeah. So that was good fun. It was a real struggle in every direction. So I've definitely got lots of content there, and it's just whether or not we can put something together and make it come to life. But, I'll tell you what, you couldn't script some of the stuff was going on. I literally, at three-quarter time, my ruckman, at my second game in, I turned around to my ruckman, and I said, where's Big Charles? And he was in the stands having a can, and I'm like... What he said? No, I'm out, coach. Hurt my back. And then my other player, my centre half forward, and we had no interchange. He came running up to me and he said, "I've got to go." And I said, "What?" He goes, "I've got to go to Geelong." I said, "What do you mean? Like you got to finish the game?" He said, "No, because he's a trotting trainer." He said, "I've got to take my horse to Geelong because it's racing tonight in race 3 at the trots." And he ran off the field. And I'm like, wow, okay, I need to readdress a few things here. So that was my second game. And I'm like, okay, we've got a bit of work to do.
So just quickly, how long since they'd won a game? And you did, you got the victory this year. So just tell us quickly about that one.
We did. It was about 6 years. Yeah, it was over 2,000 days plus. And then, Yeah, it was good, but I tell you what, it was a build up to that game, Gary, because pre-season's not big on the agenda, so it makes it very difficult. And then obviously starting the year, you don't want them to go too hard too early because they're just going to fall over and break down. So yes, it was very much a balancing act, but it was a great day, and you know, they won in the right way, didn't get too carried away, but it was nice to finally have a big W against their name, which obviously being in the wilderness for a long time and not like they weren't going to play this year. It was their 100th year. So there was a lot to do with the story, and it was nice to be able to try and help them get out there and play. And it's a good little league, you know, the Cobram District. Lots of good people, lots of good farming people.
I know the story very well, and I know people up there are heavily involved, and you did an unbelievable job. Hey, the info about your racing league is at trl.net. Win big with the racing league. Own your share. 18 racehorses, 3 TRL state teams. Head to icanwin.com.au. Quickly, Caulfield Cup, who's winning, please?
The favourite will win like Might and Power, incentivised. So, it's amazing. It's an incredible horse. So,
have you had a future bet on the Melbourne Cup? Because that's a $2, so that's not going to get us.
I don't do those future bets too hard. You know, you got to get to the race first. So,
only
I think
bet
that's
you don't
hard
do.
Enough for horses. I did back Melbourne to win 1-39 in the grand final. I thought, I'm on here, you know, the start of the last quarter. And then somehow it turned into 74 points. How did that happen?
I don't know, but I loved it. Hey, very nice to hear your voice. Great to have you on our program this morning.
No worries. All the best. Bye, Gary and Tim.
See you, Crawford.
It's Sheen Wayne Crawford.